And welcome back to Community Connections. And I'm Alan Collier, and as I said, straight after 1 o'clock news, we were going to have Siri with us to tell us a bit about what's been going on. And I have Janelle, who's a Community Hub coordinator. Welcome, Janelle.
Thank you.
And thank you. Over the time that, of course, COVID-19 caught everybody out. One minute we were just sailing along doing what we were always doing, and all of a sudden we had to adapt. So tell us a bit about how Ceres had to adapt themselves, please, Janelle.
We've had to completely adapt what we do with Ceres, especially with the hubs. So we closed the hubs on the 23rd of March. We tend to, at our community hubs, engage people directly and in person, and all our programs are at the two locations. So closing down, we had to find a different way to support the community. And it was really hard because Naomi and I, myself, didn't know exactly what we were going to do or what it was going to look like or how long we needed to do it for. So we did a few we started off with a few programs. So the first one was a Lego lockdown challenge, which to date has 786.
Sorry, I've disappeared.
Members on Facebook.
Janelle,
so
can you just,
this was a day.
Can you just go back a bit? We actually lost the link. You disappeared. You just started to tell us about the Lego challenge.
Okay, not a problem. So we had the Lego lockdown challenge. So that was one of the first programs we started when we were working from home. So it's a Facebook challenge which has 787 members. It was set up to engage children and families. So every day Naomi set a different challenge of a different construction children can make. We were very mindful that not all children have massive amounts of Lego or the fancy sets, so we made it very, very low-key that any child could participate regardless of what Lego they actually had at home. And then they would post, or the parents would post their Lego creations back on face how many families actually participated and engaged in this challenge. So we probably had, on average, 60, 70 posts a day of parents posting what their children had done. Because of the success with this program or online group, we're actually going to introduce a program into the hubs during term three at both hubs at Yarra Junction and Chernside of a Lego workshop that will run once a week. The next one we bought to virtual reality basically was our Fit for Life program, which is run for people aged around 50 plus. We've got a grant to run this program. And so what we did is we contacted all our participants for Fit for Life to find out if they had the ability to access Zoom to run the program that way. And if not, we created a DVD and some workout information sheets that we were able to send to them. So at least they had something to keep active during this time. So the idea with this program, it's facilitated by a clinical exercise physiologist who specialises in group-based training for older individuals living in the community. So these exercises are designed to improve and maintain balance and postural strength, endurance, and give you the confidence and movements specific for activities for daily living.
So it's very important too, the stability of as the people get older, isn't it? I mean, they've got to try, because if they fall, they very often break a leg or break a hip.
Yes, definitely. It's very important. And that's why we really felt that we needed to continue this program and find a way to engage the people that needed it. So at the moment, it's running via Zoom twice a week on Monday and Fridays. And next group that we bought online was our craft group that meet at our centre on Wednesdays mornings. Now, this was a bit of a challenge because with these groups, They weren't as confident on technology and on using Zoom as most of us before isolation had never used Zoom before, and I was one of those. It took us a while, and with patience and persistence, we got six of the members online. And Naomi and I both joined on in the first craft group we had, and it was just fantastic to see their faces light up, to be able to see their friends and not feel so isolated. So we've continued that every Wednesday, and as of this week or today, they're probably back in the hub having their little catch-up and their chat. Another incentive we did was our belly dancing. So Leanne does belly dancing in our hub on a Wednesday night. So we launched a belly dancing class through Zoom. So to make sure it worked, we did have a few trials, and we had so many people wanting to join in, so we have that running at the moment on a Wednesday night via Zoom.
What sort of age group, Janelle?
Any age group. So she's open to have all different age groups. Probably not children, but adults, any age group.
Some of us be able to stand there and just jiggle around and everything and wobble around.
That's right. As long as you're moving, that's all that matters. Another thing we had, which we've got placement students from Box Hill Institute of TAFE, and they've created a Friday Night Live. So the idea was a casual meeting space for people to connect with others and engage in discussions. So it's a place for friends, family, and people on their own to meet and bump into others they may know. So Friday Night Live provides a framework for discussions with a weekly theme and topics each week. So what they do is they interview a guest each week, and then they provide about 20 minutes to half an hour where the participants that join in can ask questions. So to date, we've had 3 episodes. So we've had Patrick and Danny from the Our Rangers Live TV. We had David Shepherd, a Tai Chi instructor, and Emily Webbers, who's an Indigenous education. And this Friday, we've got Neil Taylor from Holy Fools. So that runs...
We know Neil well from Yarra Valley as well.
Oh, you do? Yeah, fantastic. So he'll be on our Friday Night Live from 7 till 8 p.m. this Friday via Zoom. Another incentive, Jared, who runs our Level Up project, created a Minecraft Madness Challenge. So the idea was for this was an online challenge to engage kids through the game Minecraft. So the idea was he set them a challenge each week and they had to be creative and build. So there were challenges such as pirate ships, medieval castles, and they could be as creative as they wanted. Like the pirate ship could have 3 or 4 levels and all different things attached to it. And then they were to submit it, and then he would pick a winner each week. So at the moment, that's finished up, but it was quite successful with some kids that love to join in.
All right. And what about the Gamers Lounge too?
So the Gamers Lounge usually meets on a Thursday night at Chernside Park. So Jared had created an online platform for people to connect. So you just join in a link on Facebook and you connect in and you play games with each other. So it's a virtual world to interact and connect with people.
Well, everything at the moment is a virtual world, isn't it? We just have to take a quick break and we'll be back with more on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 20 minutes past one.
Fire on my burning heart. I've never been lucky in love. Might have
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 12 degrees and it's 27 minutes past one. And I just should make a quick mention, next week, straight after midday news, we have our lawyers in. And look, it's a great opportunity to get your legal questions answered. We can't take on cases, but any questions you've got, the law, we've had some fascinating discussions, and if you'd like, either send us a question on either Yarra Valley FM Facebook, or go at info@yarravalleyfm.org.au. That's info@yarravalleyfm.org.au, and we'd love to get some questions answered for you. It's a great way, it's all free. But anyway, today we've got Siri with us, and we've got Janelle with us, and we're talking about what's been going on down there, and in particular, it is a great time. While we're all under a lot of stress, well, not so much under stress, but this COVID-19 has created situations we never knew were going to happen. But it's also a great time with technology. I mean, if this had happened 15 years ago, 20 years ago, it would have been a different outcome. But Siri, I know you've been engaging the community through social media, haven't you?
We have, definitely. That was the only way we could engage the community, and being a community house with Chirnside Park and Yarra Junction Hubs, it was really important that we still kept up our engagement with the community and help them through this social isolation. So since March, about the 26th, we've had a 30% increase in likes and interaction on our Facebook page, which is fantastic. So we've had a few initiatives. So we, during the Easter time, we thought we'd do an Easter egg competition, something a bit fun, something to keep people occupied and busy. So the idea was they could create an Easter egg any way they wanted. So it could be coloured, it could be through Lego. We had a paper mache. It wasn't restricted. It was sort of let their creativity flow. So we had four different sections. We had a preschool, a primary age, a high school, and we even had the adults. We thought, well, adults might be sitting at home doing nothing at the moment, so let's give them something to do. So we ended up having four winners, and they all received a voucher to use for our programs at our hubs. Another thing we did was introduce a bit of personality to the page with our little fur babies. So like everybody else, our little fur babies have become our work colleagues during this time. And if anyone's like my little Staffy sitting at my feet all day while I work. So we thought, why not put up pictures of our beloved cats and dogs throughout this time and introduce who they are and who they belong to. So we had lots of dogs, cats, and we even got a blue tongue lizard sent through. Another way that
Who has a lizard?
My son actually has a blue tongue lizard. So it's his pet in his bedroom.
Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, he loves him. His name's Spike, and he's very friendly. So Naomi, who's the hub coordinator at Chernside Park Community Hub, does a go live on our Facebook page on a Tuesday morning. It's called A Cuppa and a Catcher, and it's just a way to engage with the community. So if you want to have a look on it, it's on our Facebook page, which is at CIRE, spelled C-I-R-E, Community Hubs. To date, she's done 4 episodes on topics which include COVID-19 and what's happening, an update on the hubs, virtual activities that we're providing, and tips for isolation. And this week, because we did return to the hub, both hubs, Chernside Park and Yarra Junction on Monday, she did a tour of Chernside Park so people can have a look at what our hub looks like.
Oh, that's terrific. And one of the things I know that I talk about a lot on this show and with various guests is social isolation. And it's for a lot of the elderly, or people that aren't feeling very well, it's a real problem. But now, of course, it's not only those people that aren't well or can't get out, but now we've got people, well, not so much now, but we had people that wanted to get out that couldn't. So I think this social isolation has been a big problem. And I think going on, it's going to get more and more. And I think organisations like yourself are the ones that sort of go out to these people, aren't they?
Yes, definitely. And we're going to continue to do that, even though community hubs are still open now. We will still start to deliver programs online for those that can't come out and visit us.
I think also there's going to be some that are probably going to be a bit intimidated, a bit frightened to go out for a while, aren't there?
I think there is definitely worried that they'll come in contact with somebody who is carrying it. We are making extra efforts at all locations over CIRE to make sure that we're keeping our cleaning standards very high, so our community houses get cleaned once a day. If they start to get used more often, they will be cleaned more than once a day, probably midday if needed. So it is very important that we keep up those standards, and throughout all the hubs, so Chernside Park and Yarra Junction, we do have hand sanitizers.
That's good. We'll take a quick break, Janelle, and we'll be back with more with Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
That yellow dress you wore when we went dancing Sunday nights, that smile you'd give me in the movies when they dim the lights, I've tried in vain to wash the memory from my brain. I can't forget you, and that's what love will do. That's what love will do. The spins we took together on my beat-out motorbike, the look your pa would give me when we got back late at night. I've tried in vain to wash the memory from my brain. I can't forget. Starts all over again. Put out the candle and tomorrow. That's what love will do. That's what love will do. Wash the memory from my brain. I can't forget you. And that's what love will do. That's what love will do. That yellow dress you wore when we went dancing Sunday nights. That love you give me in the movies when they dim the lights. I try in vain to wash the memory from my brain. I can't forget.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And that's the sort of music you'll hear every second Sunday between 12 and 3 on Yarra Valley FM with Music, Memories and More. It's my pleasure to present it. I won't be on this week. I've been on the last 6 weeks, but Grace is back this Sunday, so I'll be back Sunday week. But anyway, we're here with Community Connections. We've got Janelle. Pardon me, you're starting to look forward, no doubt, to term three. There's only, I don't know how many weeks, but there's not many weeks of this term left, is there?
There's not. I think there's about 3 or 4 weeks left of this term, so we're very excited for term three.
Yes, so tell us what you think term three is going to look like, please.
So we're going to start off by having a couple of school holiday workshops in July. So we've got a fantastic local artist called Alison May, who does art classes for children. So she'll be coming into the hubs to do a dynamic drawing workshop and a paint party workshop. So at Chernside Park, they will be on Friday the 3rd of July and Friday the 10th of July. And at Yarra Junction, they will be on Thursday the 2nd of July and Thursday the 9th of July. We also have guest from Norma Rose Cakes, who does the most amazing cupcake decorating workshops for kids. She's very organised and she's fantastic. So each child will have their individual packet to work with on their own table, so there won't be any cross-contamination between kids licking their fingers and then putting them in the ingredients. So those workshops will be at Chernside Park on Wednesday the 8th of July and Friday the 10th of July at Yarra Junction. And the theme this time is under the seat for the cupcakes. We also have quite a few programs returning to the both Chernside Park and Yarra Junction hubs in term three. So we've got our Fit for Life that we have been doing via Zoom, so that will come back to Chernside Park Community Hub. We've got a Tai Chi class. We've got Creative Fitness, which is a boot camp type of class. Belly dancing will be coming back to Chernside Park Community Hub in term three. We've got craft groups at both locations returning. We're going to start back with our community lunches at Chernside Park and Yarra Junction. We're going to have Spanish lessons for both beginners and intermediate. We'll have our hub movie and book club, which has been run online via Zoom, that will be returning to Chernside Park. We've got a Father's Day cake decorating workshop. We've got a trivia night, which is in October. We've got First Aid Fast, Tech Hub, a Lego group, Kelly Mini Sports and Count Me and Dance all returning during term three.
All right. So that there's let me put my teeth back in and we'll start again. When these ones are returning, some of these, like your belly dancing, that have been online, they're not going to be online as well, are they? They'll be back at the hub.
Those will be back at the hub. We've had the members that have done it online want to be back at the hub when we can. So because of the feedback for that group is we wanted to be back in person, we will put them back on.
Sounds good. We've just got to take a quick break, Janelle, and we'll be back with more with Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And I should also mention that if you go to our website and you can look up podcasts, so this show that we're doing now with Janelle will be up there in about a week's time. You can go down the bottom to podcasts, or any time for a show that you missed, it stays up for about 6 weeks. You can go on, if you look up towards the top of it on the left-hand side, there'll be a spot there that says past shows, so you can click on that. You can you pick the date, you pick the hour. It's in lots of hours, so 2 hours, you have to have two different ones, and you can do that over the next 6 weeks. So it just means if you miss a show or you heard it and you want to hear it again, just go to our website and do it. But if not, also there'll be a podcast up about a week after all the shows that we a lot of the shows that we do. Anyway, enough of that. Janelle, we've got Janelle from Siri with us. And Siri, you were going to start some markets, and obviously COVID-19 has killed that, but how did it go, and what's the plans for the future for the markets, please?
So we started our first ever market last year in December. So it was the first Friday of December. We held a twilight market, and we had around 50 stall holders. So we were looking for local businesses to come and showcase what they had on offer. We had food trucks, sausage sizzle, we had jumping castle, we had pony rides, we had some live music, and we even got a visit from Santa on the CFA fire truck. We had more people attend than what I could imagine. It was so fantastic to see the community come together and to support local businesses and a place where they could buy personal and unique gifts for their loved ones. So we estimated we had about 1,000 people attend this market. And we were ready to hold our Easter market on Sunday, the 29th of March. And due to COVID-19, unfortunately, we had to cancel that one. So we had about 48 local stallholders prepared to come to our market, and unfortunately we had to let them all know that we had to cancel it, and of course we gave them a full refund. They were very understanding of the situation, and we wanted to do something to be able to support them. So Laura, who's our Training and Hubs Executive Manager, came up with an idea of a virtual market. And we didn't know how a virtual market was actually going to work. So between the three of us, we sat down and we brainstormed different ideas. So we came up that we were going to have this virtual market for around Mother's Day. So we contacted all our stallholders, let them know that we were doing a virtual market, that we wanted to support them. And we also realised at this time for Australia Post to deliver something could take weeks and weeks. And we all wanted to get gifts for our mums. So the idea was the stallholders had to be in the Yarra Valley or local area, and they had to be able to have local pickup or delivery. So we launched this on Facebook. We also were due to have our food and craft winter warmers market on the 26th of July, and because of the restrictions of how many people we can have in a gathering, we've had to cancel this. So our plan is now to work towards our Twilight market in December, which will be the first Friday of December, and we're going to make it bigger and better than ever, and all our stallholders are very excited to come back to one of our markets.
And it's a great time for people to come out and buy the Christmas presents and all that sort of stuff too, isn't it?
That's right, when it's nice and warm and everyone wants to be outdoors.
All right, we're just going to take one quick break and we'll be back in a tick, Janelle.
Hi, this is Cora. You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
And a lot of our programs are coming back live. We've all had to be working remotely, and I think Matt's this Sunday night we'll be working remotely, and then Matt will be back in the studio on, I think it's the 14th, and he'll be here to take requests and all sorts of things. And I'll be back the same day with Music Memories and more, so we can take requests and do all sorts of things, which will be terrific. But anyway, you're listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, and I've got Janelle with me from Siri, and we're talking about the different activities they've been having during COVID-19 and as they're starting to come out of it. Tell us a little bit about some of the training programs you've got coming up, please, Janelle.
Yes, so probably one that I really want to mention is our First Impressions Clothing Exchange, which is operated as a small business by women and for women. So it's part of Siri's training small business course, and it's designed to build on skills of volunteer staff to enhance their employability opportunities. So the dedicated real-life training space mentors women to stand tall by preparing them for full-time employment. So we have experienced trainers which provide ongoing support, instill confidence and develop skills necessary to enter paid work successfully. So for customers, the exchange offers a selection of quality and affordable women's clothing and accessories suitable for interviews, formal clothing, and nothing in the store is over $10. We also take donations of clothing. So the First Impression shop is opening back next Wednesday, the 10th of June, and we're excited, and we will be following the social distancing and all other retail COVID-19 guidelines. So this is located on Shop 7, Moorabbin Terrace Shopping Centre, Bryce Avenue, and it's open Wednesday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Another training course that I want to talk about is our Small Business Hub Network. It remains accessible online by joining the membership for $25, or for a Yarra Valley Business Network member, it's $20. So this membership has many advantages, and which includes complimentary learning network and group facilitated fortnightly sessions with business and content experts. So last week we had a social media experts. I think we had 3 social media experts come on and talk to the people that are in the network. Our next session is about maintaining focus and motivation, and our members of this network receive discounted room hire at both our Chirnside Park Hub and our Yarra Junction Hub.
That's terrific, Janelle. Janelle, I'm just going to take one quick call, one quick message, and I'll be back in the flash with some more from Siri, from Janelle. I have Janelle with me from Siri. Siri, you've got us really excited. Janelle, about Siri, can you tell us how we're going to find out more, please?
If you'd like to visit us at the hubs, the Chirnside Park Community Hub is located at 33 Kimberley Drive in Chirnside Park.
Janelle, I hate to interrupt you, but I'd forgotten to flick a switch. So we didn't hear any of that about the phone number and that, because I'm really sorry. If you could just go back and go through that, please. That's my fault.
No, not a problem. So for more information on Siri, you can call Marianne and Katie on 1-300-835-235. So I'll repeat that number. So it's 1-300-835-235. Or visit our website at www.siri.org.au. Now, Siri is spelled C-I-R-E, and that's www.siri.org.au. If you'd like to come and visit us at the hubs, the Chirnside Park Community Hub is located at 33 Kimberley Drive, Chirnside Park, and it is open Monday to Friday, 9 till 5. So that is located at 33 Kimberley Drive in Chirnside Park. Our Yarra Junction Hub is located at 2463 Warburton Highway, Yarra Junction, and it's open Monday to Friday, 9 till 3. So the address is 2463 Warburton Highway, Yarra Junction. If you'd like to follow us on Facebook, it's at Siri Community Hubs. So it's C-I-R-E Community Hubs.
Fantastic.
And for the Just for the first impression clothing exchange, that's located at Shop 7 Moorabbin Terrace Shopping Centre on Bryce Avenue in Moorabbin, and open Wednesday to Friday, 10 till 3.
Fantastic, Janelle. Look, it's been great having you along, and we've got a lot of time for Siri. I particularly like that clothing exchange. You know, a lot of particularly ladies have been out of the workforce for a long while, haven't had the money to, you know, buy the better clothes. And unfortunately, whether you like it or not, when you go for an interview, you're judged not only on your CV, and it's very much what you look like. So I think it's a terrific program. Look, Janelle, it's been a pleasure to have you, and we look forward to seeing Siri on the fourth Wednesday of this month. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me on your program, and we look forward to seeing everybody at Chirnside Park and Yarra Junction Hubs.
Thank you very much.